Welcome to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich, where faith meets action and transformation is non-negotiable. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts, and I believe now is the time to step boldly into your power, walk in divine wisdom, and claim the life you were meant to live. Each episode, I'll bring you real, unfiltered truth, because this world needs leaders who refuse to shrink. Let's get it. Welcome back to Happy, Healthy, Whole, and Rich. I'm Tina Brinkley Potts. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. We're continuing in phase two of the Sacred Rebuke series, Tap Out to Tap In. In the last episode, we talked about it's okay to tap out, how sometimes the most sovereign act you can make is stepping back, walking away, or saying enough. Today we go deeper into what happens when you don't tap out, when you keep holding in what your spirit is trying to release. Because here's the truth. Sooner or later, what you refuse to face will build pressure, and pressure always finds a way out. It's like a pimple about to pop. Painful, tender, swollen, unavoidable. The pressure is proof something beneath the surface has to come out. Let's be real. Most of us hate the process of release. We don't want to see the mess. We don't want to feel the sting. We'd rather cover it with concealer, pretend it's not there, and hope it disappears on its own. But pimples don't vanish because you ignore them. They swell. They pulse. They demand your attention until the pressure breaks. Life is the same way. The resentment you don't address builds. The trauma you don't heal festers. The conversations you keep avoiding grow louder in your silence. And just like a pimple, the longer you ignore it, the messier the eruption when it finally comes. Think about it. How many marriages exploded, not because of one fight, but because of years of unspoken pressure? How many bodies broke down, not from one bad day, but from decades of suppressed stress? How many communities erupted in protests, not from one single injustice, but from centuries of buried wounds? Look at cancel culture. That's a pimple bursting in public. Decades of abuse, misconduct, exploitation, ignored, silenced, hidden, and then suddenly, eruption. The pressure had to come out somewhere. And we're experiencing it in real time. Think about what happened with Target, boycotts, outrage, and a cultural firestorm, not because of one decision in isolation, but because the pressure around representation, inclusion, and morality had been building for years. That eruption was bigger than a display. It was the release of buried tension. Or Disney. Look at how the conversation around Jimmy Kimmel and others resurfaced old material, old behaviors, and old choices that people thought were forgotten. But pressure doesn't disappear just because time passes. It waits. And when the right spark comes, the pimple pops. Cancel culture is messy, uncomfortable, sometimes unfair in how it unfolds. But it's proof of a deeper truth. What we refuse to address cleanly and honestly will erupt publicly and painfully. And politics, It's the same story. For generations, leaders on both sides have covered up corruption, justified immoral behavior, and told us it was for the good of the country. But let's tell the truth. So many people are staying quiet about abuse, corruption, and deception just so their side can win. They tell themselves it's justified. They call it strategy. They frame it as patriotism. But loyalty to lies is still betrayal. Betrayal of your people, betrayal of your integrity, and betrayal of your soul. And here's the sacred rebuke. It doesn't matter what side you're on. Left, right, conservative, progressive. Corruption is corruption. Abuse is abuse. Silence is complicity. It's time to let the pimple pop. That sacred fire of purification must come. Because cover-ups don't protect the country. They poison it. The eruption may be messy, it may be painful, but it's the only way to cleanse what's festering underneath. And whether it's a marriage, a movement, a corporation, or a country, the truth is the same. Pressure ignored will always swell, and when it bursts, it will be messy. But the mess is medicine. Because eruption is the first step towards healing. Here's the sting. When you refuse the slow release of honesty, life will force a rupture. And listen, this isn't about shame. Because I've been there. I've held it in. I've smiled through pain. I've said I'm fine when I was crumbling inside. But I learned the hard way. What you bury alive never dies. It waits. It festers. And eventually, it bursts. That's why the pimple is a perfect metaphor. It's ugly, yes. It's messy, yes. But the release is necessary. The pressure leaving is the body healing. The eruption is not the end. It's the beginning of repair. The word makes it clear. What is buried in darkness will always break into light. Think about David. In 2 Samuel 11, he tried to cover up his sin with Bathsheba. First by hiding the affair, then by arranging her husband's death. For a while, it looked like he got away with it, but secrets always swell. In chapter 12, the prophet Nathan shows up with the rebuke that pierced David's soul. The eruption came. The pressure had to release. Or Israel in the Old Testament. Over and over, they tried to hide their idols, worshiping Baal in secret. Making alliances with nations God told them not to touch. They thought they could cover it up with public devotion, but God saw through it. And every time, the hidden idols burst into judgment until the people turned back. Even the Pharisees in Jesus' day were masters of cover-up. Outwardly, they looked holy. Robes, prayers, rituals. But Jesus called them what they were, whitewashed tombs, beautiful on the outside, but full of rot inside. He knew the pressure was building, and when it burst, the system itself would collapse. And here's the promise Jesus gives in Luke 12, 2-3. There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed or hidden that will not be made known. What you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight, and what you have whispered in the ear in the inner rooms will be proclaimed from the roofs. Here's the sacred rebuke. God is not in the business of propping up cover-ups. God is in the business of eruption and exposure, because eruption is what makes room for healing. The pimple must pop. The pressure must release. The fire must purify. Metaphysically, pressure always finds a channel. What is suppressed in thought will express in body. What is denied in energy will manifest in circumstance. What is buried in the psyche will eventually erupt into your reality. This is why trauma unhealed doesn't disappear. It lodges in the body as tension, inflammation, illness. It echoes in your field as triggers, repeating patterns and relationships that replay the same wound over and over. It's like pressing makeup over a swollen pimple. It may look hidden for a moment, but underneath, the pressure is still building. Energy is never wasted. Suppressed energy doesn't vanish. It festers. And eventually, it bursts. That's why Neville Goddard said, "Imagination creates reality." Because even when you're imagining silence, pretending everything is fine, your subconscious is carrying the pressure, and reality will eventually mirror it back to you. Florence Scovel Shinn said, "The subconscious has no sense of humor, and people often joke themselves into unhappy circumstances." Why? Because the subconscious doesn't filter. It just builds pressure until release. And this is true not only personally, but collectively. When a society refuses to face its wounds, racism, sexism, corruption, exploitation, the energy doesn't disappear. It builds. And the protests, the boycotts, the eruptions we see, they are metaphysical pimples popping. Ugly, yes. Messy, yes. But release is always the first step towards healing. And here's the metaphysical rebuke. Eruption is not failure. It is evidence. Evidence that the system is no longer capable of holding the lie. Evidence that your body, your spirit, or your society has demanded truth. So don't fear the pop. The pressure breaking is your energy clearing. Take a slow, deep breath. Place your hand over your heart. Pressure is not your enemy. It's your body, your spirit, your life asking for release. So reflection one, where in my life am I pretending everything's fine while pressure quietly builds beneath the surface? Reflection two, what conversations, wounds, or truths have I been covering up with concealer, hoping they'll disappear on their own? Reflection three, where have I seen eruption in my own life? A relationship ending, a health crisis, a public confrontation that was actually the result of long buried tension. Reflection four, how does my body signal me when pressure is building? What sensations, emotions, or habits show up to let me know it's time to release? Reflection five, complete the statement in your journal. The pressure I feel right now is asking me to, and then let the words flow without judgment. Remember, eruption is not the end. It's the beginning of repair. So here's the truth. Eruption is not failure. Eruption is evidence. It's proof that the lie could not hold, that the wound demanded light, that the pressure became the prophet that told the truth you didn't want to face. Whether it's in your body, your relationships, your community, or your country, pressure ignored will always burst. And yes, The pop is ugly. Yes, the release is messy. But the mess is medicine. The rupture is repair. The sting is sacred fire burning away. The infection so healing can begin. So don't despise the eruption. Welcome it. Let it cleanse you. Let it cleanse us. Because the pressure was never your enemy. It was your body, your soul, your world demanding truth. Say it with me now, out loud or in your heart. I know who I play for. The pressure is not my enemy. The release is my healing. Stay happy, stay healthy, stay whole, and stay rich, even when the pimple pops. If this message spoke to you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it, live it, and let's grow together. Head over to happyhealthywholerich.com for more powerful teachings and join the movement. Remember, your breakthrough is waiting, but you have to show up. Until the next time, stay happy, healthy, whole, and rich.